deeply irritated by what she views as a disintegrating appreciation of art. Cultural critic and provocateur Camille Paglia has taken it upon herself to help us to relearn how to see. In her book, Glittering Images, she writes essays on more than 24 works of art from ancient Egypt to the present day. She covers artists you know, those you don't, and the one person she says is the greatest living artist. Earlier this year, I talked to Camille Paglia when she dropped by One Guest Street.
I love your opening essay. You sort of take aim at everybody, from artists who put themselves up in the ivory tower to artists who are too sensational, like the artist who was in the Brooklyn art exhibit who put the feces on the painting, to people who are denigrating artists just because it's a political thing to do. So in what sort of climate do you feel you're making this book, you're writing this book?
Well, I'm a great listener to talk radio for the past 20 years, and I've been very dismayed by the image of art and artists that has been caused by the art world's own, seems to me, irresponsibility in supporting works, third and fourth rate works that are sacrilegious toward other people's values, such as Andre Serrano's Piss Christ or the Chris Ofili work at the Brooklyn Museum show, The Holy Virgin Mary, which had, in addition to the elephant dung, had pornographic cutouts like fluttering like butterflies around the Madonna. I mean, I'm in favor of a freedom in the arts, totally.
Yeah, because everybody came to that piece and they defended it and said, this is his work, he's an artist, this is art, but you don't necessarily agree.
Well, what I feel is there's a double standard in museums in the United States where you can get away with committing sacrilege against Catholic imagery, but they would never tolerate it against Muslim or Hebrew imagery. So there's something very wrong in the art world right now where shock is the sort of default gesture. And what I'm saying in this new book, which is directed toward the general audience, is that the avant-garde is dead. Andy Warhol, my hero, killed it. Okay, probably the last truly avant-garde work would have been the photographs by Robert Mapplethorpe of the gay sadomasochistic underground in New York City in the late 1970s. But since then, get off of this. Okay, the art world is a wasteland, is what I'm saying. I mean, I'm talking as a career teacher of 40 years in art schools. I think that that creativity has migrated into industrial design, into animation, into video games. And I say that George Lucas, is the world's greatest living artist. There's just nothing. I looked for something to end this book. And my book, which I took 5 years to write, starts in ancient Egypt and goes 3,000 years. And I was looking for strong work in the contemporary art scene in order to end it with a bang. I couldn't find anything.
How is that possible? You couldn't find anything?
Nothing that can hold up to the great masterpieces that are in the work from before. For example, Picasso's Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, the most famous painting of the 20th century, very difficult cubist style. What I do in this book is explain very simply, for the general reader, what are these styles? Cubism and abstract expressionism. But I begin with antiquity and show how art is often driven by a spiritual mission, that there's a theme of spirituality in art. You do not have to be religious in order to appreciate this. I'm an atheist myself, but what I'm declaring war on in this book, okay, is this very snide, supercilious type of atheism typified by Christopher Hitchens, in our cultural scene, where people just sneer at religious belief and at believers as if they are rubes and we are the sophisticates and so on. Well, I say in the introduction, sneering at religion is juvenile. I'm very 1960s. We made a movement towards Zen Buddhism, toward Hinduism, and I believe that it's time, if the art world wants to recover its creativity, and if academe wants to come back from its wasteland, it needs to be more honest about what religion contains. Religion contains a view of the universe that is grand. It is awesome,